The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
But I mentioned that tonight is the final debate in the US presidential election between incumbent Donald Trump and challenger Joe Biden. To look ahead to it, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by former Congressman Bruce Morrison. Bruce, you're very welcome to The Hard Shoulder. Do you agree with that narrative that this is Donald Trump's last chance to land a few punches?
Well, I think this is a very important event because it's one in which millions of people will be watching, although I think it will be fewer than the first debate because people were quite disappointed in the way it went. I don't know if I'd agree with a few punches because I think Donald tried throwing punches last time and it didn't turn out to be too popular. I think if he has points to make and he makes them in a more respectful way, he might be listened to. If he's looking for a brawl, I don't think he'll be the winner because I think the public is sick of the brawling.
Okay. Maybe I'm going to ask you to do something that's a little counterintuitive to you, but imagine you're in Donald Trump's corner tonight or in the last few days and you're advising him on how to get through the debate and how to be seen, you know, set aside the spin, how to be seen in people's minds as the clear winner. What advice would you be giving him?
Well, I won't be in that role, but I'm
no, I wouldn't think so.
To accommodate you, I think the fact is that all the bombast, it works for his base, but it doesn't expand his base. So a change of pace in which he seems more reasonable, responsible, respectful, not so much of Joe Biden as the audience, as the voters. And he makes a case of however he wants to make it about why he's the one to be trusted on dealing with the pandemic and the recovery of the economy. That's what the public cares about. And if he talks about that without making fun of his opponent or his opponent's son and things like that, then people who are undecided will be more likely to listen. Otherwise, it's just business as usual. And people know how it comes out.
So
it's a question of which base turns out.
Appear presidential almost is what it sounds like your advice would
well,
be.
Well, that would be a good start. It's a little late, but it would be a good start.
And then for Joe Biden, and maybe this is easier for you to get your head around this role, if you were advising Joe Biden, when you've got the lead he does in the polls, and look, I know polls can close, and they can close dramatically, as happened 4 years ago with Hillary Clinton. She had a fairly commanding lead at one point. Is the advice simply don't trip up?
Well, I think the first rule is, don't make any significant mistakes. The second one is continue to communicate with the audience. Don't get tied up arguing with Donald Trump. No one, mud wrestling is not something he's going to win at.
He got a bit caught up in that last time, didn't he?
Well, a little bit, but I mean, he was pretty good, but it was pretty provocative, and I expect it to be provocative tonight, too, because all the talk is that the president is going to go after Hunter Biden and by implication, the vice president. So he's going to be tempted, and, he doesn't want to look like he can't stand up for himself, but nobody wants to see if he's going to win, it's going to be because people want to change. It's not because they want somebody who's, a second-rate bully and brawler.
Mm. So, look, as you said, appear presidential might be the best bet for Donald Trump, though that's possibly unlikely to happen, given we haven't, I suppose. It's whether you support him or not, it's not in his demeanor, maybe, not to avoid the mud wrestling. And if the mud wrestling doesn't go well, is the safe money still on Joe Biden next week? Are you willing to tempt fate and say that?
Well, I tempted fate last time and I'm still paying. But what I would say is Biden is going to win the national popular vote. I think there's little or no question about that. And he's going to win it by more than the 3 million votes that Hillary won it. It all comes down to the swing states, starting with the so-called Triple Crown of Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, which flipped and by only a total of 80,000 votes, and was the reason that Hillary lost and Trump won. So that's where the focus is, and I think you're going to see, in contrast to the Clinton campaign, that not only Biden himself, but his wife and Kamala Harris and her husband, and also President Obama, you will see a lot of focus on those three states, and as well as Arizona, North Carolina, and Florida. Mm. That's where the election will be won or lost. The Electoral College makes no sense to anybody outside the United States, and doesn't make much sense to people in it. But it is the rule, and it will decide.
Listen, before I let you go then, Bruce, and look, it's been fascinating to get your insight into how tonight might play out and how Tuesday week is going to play out in all likelihood. How enthused are you by Joe Biden's proposals for immigration reform, something very close to your own heart? He's talked about, say, increasing the number of visas, which is something, of course, you're so closely associated with.
Well, I think that he has a sensible overview of what the problems are and the things that need to be done to address it. The details are going to be difficult to implement. That's the reason that immigration reform has stalled ever since the 1990 act that I was the author of. We really haven't had any progress. So to have progress requires a political process and a strategy. I think that this will not be the first thing out of the box, but he will take some steps to reverse the cruelty of the Trump administration and the things that are over the top. And he will stop those things, but the overall reform will take a bit longer.
Bruce, listen, it's been an absolute pleasure to speak to you. Bruce Morrison there, former U.S. Congressman.